You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Welcome in on this Friday edition of the Gym Class. Taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. And we got bowl action coming up later on. The Liberty Bowl will get underway at 5:30. And that will be followed by the Las Vegas Bowl coming up a little bit later on. We'll have it for you right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Great to have you with us. As this is our last show of the week and until next Thursday. Believe it or not, in the afternoon, at least for the Gym Class, Monday after the ESPN national broadcast of the Iowa-Missouri football game at the Music City Bowl, Spencer will be on for, I guess, for lack of a better term, Isaac. Hello to you, by the way.
Hello.
Lack of a better term, a Spencer on Sports special edition post-game reaction program.
Yeah, an instant reaction show.
Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know. It's his show. I don't know. He's not here for me to confirm the name or anything like that.
I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
So I like it.
Instant reaction show.
Instant reaction to Iowa, Missouri. So that'll be coming up next week on Monday. Then we're off Tuesday due to bowls, Wednesday due to the New Year's Day, and we're back on Thursday. So we got Mark Ironside coming up today. Isaac, did you hear the story? Did Andrew fill you in on what happened yesterday?
No, he did not.
Okay, I'll let you get the phone here. What happened yesterday, we got our signals crossed. Mark actually came in yesterday. So he was 24 hours early. He will be here in about 9 minutes or so, and we will talk Soldier Salute, college wrestling. We'll do that with Mark. Going to talk Iowa, Iowa State one final time, and then we're going to have an opportunity for one of our listeners to pick up a $30 gift card with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We will pick games coming up here in just a little bit. We said hi to Isaac. I'm Scott Unash. Mark Dukes on the back porch on a rainy Friday here in Eastern Iowa joining us. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, Isaac. Everyone out there. And yeah, just today I realized this is our last show of 2024. It's been a good year.
It has been. It has been a very good year. And maybe one of our first shows in the new week, 2025, we'll kind of look back because it was a very, very big 2024 around here. So maybe we'll talk about it here in just a little bit. I don't know if you caught my story. Did you hear it while you were talking to Don on the phone there?
No, I'm sorry, but I can pull up the audio logger. I'll be sure to give it a listen right before I leave here today.
Mark came in yesterday and surprised
us. Oh, did he really?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's back today for a little bit more talk of wrestling. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Love to hear from you, 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. And speaking of the phone lines here, to start things off before we finalize our Iowa and Iowa State thoughts heading into the bowl games, Don from Cedar Rapids wants to weigh in on Iowa and Iowa State. Don, good afternoon. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you all as well. Yeah, these bowl games are a golden opportunity to get some good messaging out to people who are considering Iowa coming to our programs and whatnot. One huge differentiator that the University of Iowa has, and it really warms my heart, and I know it warms most every Iowan's heart, is the wave up at the Children's Hospital. I mean, I still get teared up when I see that. And I've never been there in person, so I can just imagine what it's like to be there in person. But I watch it on TV, and I really have a hard time holding back my tears.
Yep, very true.
But here's the thing. We have our coaches, both Campbell and Ferentz, are promoting conventional practices that could actually cause some of those kids to be up there. And what I'm speaking of specifically is America needs farmers. Well, I agree with America needs farmers, but America needs healthy farmers. Farmers that are not exposing themselves to chemicals that are causing Alzheimer's, that are that have linked to cancer and those types of things. I would really like to see that ANF on our jerseys and our helmets change to ANHF, so that we can send that message, so we can prevent our people from getting cancer, Alzheimer's, neurodevelopmental disorders, that those chemicals, and the chemicals specifically are anhydrous ammonia, herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides.
Yep. Don, thanks. Appreciate it. And it's a very good message out there as well. Appreciate that. And thanks for calling in here today. 310, we're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up here in just a moment, as we will talk Iowa and Iowa State bowl action with you. 319-366-1600. And yes, for various reasons, Mark, it is an opportunity for Iowa and Iowa State to showcase their wares on a national spotlight in the next few days.
Well, it's true for all teams. I guess if you have a personal crusade, it might not be the spot here in the next hour to go over that, but my opinion only. You know, it's a chance for not only the current players to go out on a high note, but to showcase, you know, Iowa and Iowa State are going to be in pretty nice slots in terms of eyeballs to see games. Monday, it's the only game on at that time, right?
Correct.
And so there's an opportunity there, no doubt.
Yeah. Iowa, we'll get a little bit more information with Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up in just a little bit. But one piece of news that has been publicized quite a bit over the last 24 hours. There is an injury to center Logan Jones. He has a cast on his right hand that was injured, and obviously in practice. He's been hiking with his left hand. So if he is going to make a go of it on Monday, he will be hiking with his left hand. How much that is going to be a deterrent to Brendan Sullivan and the Iowa Hawkeye offense, we'll have to wait and see. Centers are very resilient. Football players are very, very resilient, Mark. And I'm sure he's going to make a go of it. And I fully expect to see him anchoring the center of the Iowa line.
I don't know. It's interesting that yesterday he was in street clothes and today he was in practice gear, seen snapping in pictures, courtesy of the reporters in Nashville, snapping with his left hand. I was a center, nowhere near as good as Logan Jones, but that's a heck of an adjustment. And it's his right hand is in a protective cast, I think. Perhaps he's practiced. Perhaps he's ambidextrous. I don't know. But I think his situation, nothing official. It's cloudy. Tyler Ellsbury would be the starting center. He's a fifth-year senior, has started a handful of games, different positions on the offensive line. How much that will affect the game remains to be seen, but clearly Logan Jones, a captain of this football team and a veteran at center, it's like baseball. Where do you want your strengths? Right up the middle. Shortstop, second base, center field. You want a strong center. And if Jones can't go or is hampered, that may have some effect on the game. I don't know. But Ellsbury is fairly experienced.
He is, like you mentioned, a senior out there. And I think if needed, he can step in, do a tremendous job. Center is so important because they give the line information. They give the blocking assignments. They take a look at what the defense is giving them. It is a very, very important position. And Logan Jones has done it very well in the past for Iowa. So that is a sidebar story going into Iowa and Mizzou on Monday. We are less than 24 hours away from Iowa State and the U, the Miami Hurricanes, coming up tomorrow. We'll have it at 12:30 for you right here on 1600 ESPN. And about 2:35 with the kickoff from Camping World Stadium down in Orlando. Iowa State has made Orlando a familiar port of call as of late. And again, we're going to pick this game. We'll pick the Iowa game. We'll pick the other college football playoff games coming up with the Emil's Hideaway pick six here in a little bit, Mark. But I think a lot is going to be dictated on the very first 5-10 minutes of that game tomorrow. How I know Iowa State's going to come out. They are going to do their darndest to try to win this bowl game. I am wondering how Miami is going to come out. They've got everybody pretty much playing in that game as of the moment tomorrow, including Cam Ward, a Heisman Trophy finalist. Miami has lost two of their last three. Sometimes Miami doesn't show up right away. I'm kind of interested to see how the U is going to come out tomorrow.
Yeah, there's no way of knowing that, is there, really?
No.
But it's worth wondering about. I wonder more what kind of defense Iowa State's going to put on the field after kind of getting torched against Arizona State. Granted, it was more Cam Scataboo than anybody else, but there's word that defensive back Malik Verdon is very questionable for this game. Iowa State has some very good defensive backs, ranks one of the top defenses against the pass in the country, but his absence would be hurt. And we know about the season-long litany of injuries at the linebacker position. So I'm more curious about the health and the performance of Iowa State's defense than anything else.
I am as well. A little breaking news in the pro ranks coming down the line here. Jalen Hurts has been ruled out for the game for the Philadelphia Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys this weekend. He was battling concussions. Left the Washington game with a concussion, has not gotten out of concussion protocol. He is not going to play this week. So it will be Kenny Pickett as the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles coming up for the Philadelphia-Dallas game. 319-366-1600. I got to ask, Mark, did you watch the entire Bear game last night?
I didn't watch any of it, Scott.
You didn't watch any of it. Okay. Now, do you have Amazon, though? Prime, Amazon, whatever the heck they call it.
I do not, and I probably would have turned it off very early on. Come on, 6-3. And the Bears were awful. Seattle was awful on offense. And granted, it was bad conditions and whatnot, but, geez. The Bears and Seahawks should have paid fans to watch that game.
Isaac, did you watch it?
I turned it on, and I saw the score and turned it back off. So I technically watched it for, I don't know, like a minute, and then determined I am not interested in putting myself through that. I've seen
I had
enough
a lot
Iowa
more fun
football.
Watching the bowl games.
Yeah, that's true. There was a lot of more entertaining bowl games. I will say the Bears have scored a grand total of 20 points in the first quarter all season long.
Wow. That's 16 games, correct?
Yep.
So that's 1 point. Do you do the math? You do the math.
319. Pete Carroll is not the answer, okay, boys?
Yeah, I tell you what, Pete Carroll's been linked to the Bears' job. Vrabel has been linked to the Bears' job. Of the two, I would much rather have Vrabel. Nothing against the 72-year-old Pete Carroll, but I think Vrabel got a bad deal in Tennessee. They showed him the door, I think, very, very swiftly, too swiftly, as a matter of fact. And, yeah, I don't know. I would have the Bears get Vrabel before I would go for Pete Carroll, Mark.
Vrabel or Ben Johnson, either one, I'm okay with those.
All right. Very good. Justin says, use up tomorrow. That's for Iowa State in Miami. That is his prediction for that particular ball game. 319-366-1600-318. We will have the panel get together here in just a little bit. We'll get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update prior to that, as we'll give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And we usually talk with him on Wednesdays. We had a cameo appearance yesterday. We got our signals crossed. Before you leave, we got to figure out next week, okay, Mark? Because next week's crazy, too.
Yeah.
Thursday or Friday.
Hmm.
We'll let you simmer on that.
Yeah. I got to look at the weather. Wait. What day is Wednesday? Is Wednesday the
first? Wednesday's the first.
First?
Yeah, we're not on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday next week.
All right, let's for sure plan Thursday then.
Thursday early. All right, yes, because we got Kevin later. So mark down 3:10 next Thursday.
3:10, okay. Got that, Isaac?
Isaac, you got that?
Yeah, I'll put it down on the calendar.
Very good.
I just made a mental note.
All right, very good. Mark Ironside is here with us. His appearance is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Happy New Year to Kurt, as well as everybody out there. And, We get to wrestle now. How about that? It's been a while.
This is when things start heating up and get pretty interesting and fun. And obviously, we're starting out with the Soldier Salute coming up this Sunday, Monday, which is really weird to have a wrestling tournament on a Sunday and Monday. But it's always, always, no matter the day of the week, it does not matter. It's always on the 29th and the 30th. So they came out today. Sam Bassler, our sports ID person, sports information director, came out with the notes today. And I'm sure you've seen, and I'm sure Dukes has seen, who's listed on the Iowa roster that's going to be participating, pretty much everybody. But they are sure a couple of big names I was kind of surprised about. So not going to be quite the exciting finale comes Monday night as I was hoping for, but still going to be a good tournament to see regardless.
Yeah, no teamer listed, not surprising. No brands, no rider block.
Yeah, teamer, not surprising at all. You're not probably going to see him until most likely the Big Tens in itself. Maybe for the last duel of the year. I don't know. I haven't been around to know. It's been how many days since these guys even competed? Like 23 days or something?
It's been 3 weeks plus.
Yeah, so... Yeah, no teamer. Ryder Black, I don't know what's going on. Because he didn't wrestle down in Missouri either at all. Shriver wrestled both of those matches, so I don't know if he's hurt or what's going on there. And then no Nelson Brands. That kind of surprises me. That's the biggest one. No Nelson Brands. Everybody was kind of anticipating a possible 174 Iowa Hawkeye versus Iowa Hawkeye match up there at 174 to kind of see how things shake out. But that's obviously going to be prolonged for a while yet, would be my guess. So I don't think that's going to get settled anytime soon. So, but good is going to have an opportunity at least to see Patrick Kennedy wrestle. And it's always fun to watch him. He got second last year at that tournament to Caliendo, and Caliendo's there at 165. So hopefully Patrick Kennedy can get his first Soldier Salute championship.
Heck, Iowa's almost got an entire bracket at 125.
I know. We got like five guys listed there. Five guys listed. You know, but we don't have any depth. And that's the kind of the root of all evil in the portal is, you know, 157, we have Isaiah Fenton, who's a freshman, registered freshman. He's the only one that we have listed at 157. That's like the only guy we have there. You know, I mean, Kobe Seabrook left and went to South Dakota State, I believe. I don't know if he's actually going to be coming, because I know South Dakota State is sending 15 to 20 guys possibly, but I don't know if the guys that left Iowa through the portal and went to South Dakota State will come back and wrestle in this tournament or not. But, you know, we go out and you get, you know, the number one ranked guy in the country, teamer. So Seabrook gets upset and goes somewhere else. Well, it'd be kind of nice to have Seabrook right now as a backup when you need him for something like this. But, you know, with the rules they are in the portal, then they're able to leave, and that's where we're at. So we just don't have a whole lot in the stable there behind teamer. So hopefully teamer gets healthy and is able to rock and roll at the end of the season. Because if not, then we're going to struggle a little bit there.
I do have the names that South Dakota State is sending. They're sending Zach Glazier, Drake Rhodes, and Kobe Seabrook.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Well, good. Be kind of interesting if Seabrook comes in and possibly wins the tournament.
You think he'd like that?
Yeah, I think he would. If Teamer was not injured and was still wrestling, I don't know if you'd see Seabrook coming or not. I don't know. So it makes things interesting there. So I'm not sure what Seabrook's record is on the season so far. Does it say on there, Isaac?
No, but he's ranked 24th or 20th, depending on the outlet.
Yeah, I know that he's had a couple of losses and hasn't been performing as well as I'm sure South Dakota State has hoped for him to perform. But you know, I'm sure he'll be up and ready to go, and as well as those other guys, you know, when they come to Extreme Arena. So that's going to make things interesting. Good. I'm glad that they're coming. I'm glad that they're wrestling.
Yeah, various teams listed as competing in this tournament, Mark. Other, you know, they approach things different depending on the team. I looked at Minnesota's release this morning, and the Gophers list 26 wrestlers for this tournament, including Gable Steveson, which I wonder about.
How awesome would that be if Gable Steveson showed up to wrestle in this tournament, which he very well could. I'm serious. He loves Iowa City. You know, Russelltown, USA, Iowa City, Iowa. He loves it. And that would be great for a guy like Ben Keeter to have the opportunity to wrestle, you know, a guy like Gable Steveson. So good for them. That's what this tournament is about, you know. Close to home, bring a whole bunch of guys, bring them down, throw them in there, and let them scrap. And I wish that we'd get Missouri into this tournament. It would be awesome to be able to get Missouri into this tournament, you know, a team like that. But it's good that, you know, Minnesota is sending so many guys down. Also, Wyoming, they've come out for I don't know how many years now. They're sending a whole lot of guys, probably around 15 to 20 guys they're going to be sending. And, you know, I know that they have 7 or 8 guys that are in the rankings. Yeah. So, and Minnesota's been sneaky good this whole entire season. South Dakota State's bringing a few guys. UNI, South Dakota State's bringing like 15, 20 guys. UNI's going to be bringing like 10 to 15 guys. I don't know who's all coming down for UNI. That's yet to be determined. So, but in Nebraska, we'll be sending some guys over. Iowa State, Bellarmine, who we already wrestled. North Carolina State is not coming, but North Dakota State is coming. So, I don't know. It's just going to be a mixed match of a lot of different guys at different weights, and it'll be interesting to see just the guys competing. It's just kind of fun this time of year to go to Extreme Arena. It's a perfect arena for an event like this. The women are there as well, too. You know, the women, it's going to be fun to watch the Iowa women wrestle because you don't get an opportunity to do that very often. So, it's just good. It's just a good arena. There's really not a bad seat in the house. And it's awesome for the Iowa Hawkeye fans to watch both the men and women compete under the same roof at the same time.
It is. And Iowa State has not sent out a release on who they are sending. I just looked at UNI. They have not sent anything out yet as well. So, guess we'll figure, but it's growing. That's the good part, is Soldier Salute is growing.
It is growing, and I know that Josh Schomburger down the Iowa City Area Sports Commission and Luke Eustace, who's kind of the man heading that up, he's in charge of a lot of the wrestling events going on there and getting teams in and stuff. They work really hard at doing everything they can to make the best accommodations for these teams to travel from a long, long ways away and bring them in to Coralville for this tournament, and they continue to keep trying to make it bigger and bigger every year. And it's just awesome that, you know, for someone like me, but also the team, that they don't have to travel all the way to Chicago and get away from home. They can sleep in their own beds, or who knows, they probably actually in a hotel, but still, and save a lot of money in the budget for not having to travel to Chicago, and have it right here in their own backyard, and have an opportunity to watch the men and women under the same roof. So I'm so happy, and the Iowa fans are really blessed to have guys like Josh Schomburger and Luke Eustace at the helm there at the Iowa City Area Sports Commission to be able to put something like this on for the Iowa fans and the teams as well, too, the men's and women's teams right here in our own backyard.
Really basic question, Mark. What do you want to see out of Iowa individually or otherwise?
You know me, I want to see bonus points, you know, and lots of them. I want to see offense. I want to see aggressiveness. I want to see that these guys have been pent up and haven't been on the mat and competed in over 20 days, and they're extremely eager to get on the mat and put a lot of points on the scoreboard. That's what I want to see. And most of all, it would be awesome to be able to see some falls, especially in a tournament like this where, you know, you got some guys that, you know, are coming from some other teams that aren't, you know, a lot of their backups, and they're not, like, you know, the highly ranked guys, that, especially early on. Let's get some falls. You know, let's give this fan something to cheer about. Let's put some points on the scoreboard and go out and start the new year off, even though it's not quite the new year yet. And the other thing is, we're going to have a couple weeks off before we compete again after this tournament.
January 12th.
So make the most of it when you can right now, you know. Just be chomping at the bit to get out there and just light up the scoreboard and put some points on the scoreboard and get some falls and get after it, because it's been a long time, and it's going to be another couple weeks before you get a chance to do it again. So that's what I want to see.
184, to answer a question on the text line here. Yes, Ferrari is wrestling, so we could see Ferrari and Arnold.
Gabe Arnold and Ferrari would be a good one to see come Monday night. So that'd be a really good opportunity to see what happens there between those two. So I am looking forward to that one as well. Tickets are still available. You can buy them at the door. You can buy them online. Session starts Sunday, 10 a.m. It goes to 2. Then there's an hour and a half break, approximately. And then it goes from 3:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Sunday. And then Monday, wrestling doesn't start until 11. It goes 11 to 3. And then if you got to work on Monday and you want to come for the finals are at 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And the actual finals might not start until about 6 o'clock because they'll probably have a round of championship matches before that would be my guess, because one final round is not going to take 2.5 hours.
Answer 7509's question about who UNI is bringing. They're asking Volker, and I don't see anything from UNI.
I mean, they brought Volker last year, and he's kind of a hometown kid, being West Delaware, so possibly maybe a Carter Happel would be great. Kale Happel. Lisbon's close by, and you get Seabreck in there, a couple of teammates right there. It'd just be fun and have an opportunity for them to wrestle in front of their home fans close to home and at a great event like this. So, but you know how wrestling coaches are and how they don't allow certain guys to go to certain places or hold out or this or that or who knows. But it'd be nice if they all showed up and competed and wrestled when they don't have a dual meet against each other throughout the season at all.
Mark, I had somebody ask me, perhaps you know, perhaps you don't, why Spencer Lee didn't travel abroad for that tournament.
I do not. I think he was 100% ready to go. I know I talked to him right before the Iowa State meet that day. We signed together, and he was super excited about going. He was healthy. He said it's the healthiest he's been in years. So I have not talked or found out what the deal was there. So that's a great question, and I'm sure I'll find out this weekend. And then ask me again on next Thursday at 3:10, and I will, and I'll have an answer for you.
Make a note, Isaac.
Isaac's got it. He just made a mental note, and he may even write it down just to double up right there. Mark Ironside joining us here at 3:31 on a, it is not a Wednesday. It's a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. Like I said, great to have all these teams. Women are going to be there as well. That's going to be very, very exciting. And then Iowa does not wrestle again until the 20th. They will be in Madison to take on Wisconsin.
Till the 20th?
Or 12th. I'm sorry, 12th.
I was like, what?
12th.
I knew it was a couple weeks. I didn't know it was like 3-4 weeks. So the 12th, we're where?
At Wisconsin.
At Wisconsin on the 12th. All right.
Wisconsin's kind of been in a free fall this year. It has not been a great season for them this year.
No. Well, what's his name? Transferred out of Wisconsin and went to Ogie State. So that didn't start off very good for them. So, yeah, who knows what Wisconsin's going to have or bring or whatever. And, again, that there you go. The portal has really damaged, the sport, in my opinion. Nobody benefits from the portal of the NIL. Nobody, except for the athletes really themselves. And a lot of times, if you look at the amount of people that actually get picked up in the portal compared to the ones that do, if you go to the percentages, it really doesn't benefit the athletes either. So, but hey, that's what they wanted. That's the world we're living in, and I ain't going to change anytime soon, so deal with it.
Yeah, it's not changing.
Mark, I got my 1 month notice on the Arctic plunge. You better get busy.
I have not done a single thing with that yet.
I know you haven't.
I need to get on that and get on that quick. So I don't know if I'm even signed up yet.
I think you know people, though.
I need to actually go on there and get signed up for that. Maybe I'll do that this weekend between sessions or something on my computer, and then start feeding out the emails and hitting people up, because I got a lot of money to raise in a short amount of time.
January 25th will be that. It's going to be after the Iowa-Ohio State match, which will be at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And then you guys,
it's perfect,
plunge at night.
That's perfect. Good timing. That's a good timing.
I can't look at the extended forecast to see what it's going to be like
yet. Well, I do, because me, I like to deer hunt. So right now it's not very frozen pond friendly or deer hunting friendly. But starting out to the first of the year, leading up from like the third, fourth, all the way up to around the ninth or tenth, highs in the 20s, lows in the teens. So that's better for freezing. It's not getting above freezing during the daytime, and so that's good for frozen ponds, and thick ice, and bringing out the big bucks.
There you go. And the National Collegiate Duels, that was the last biggie that took place. I know Iowa wasn't there, but Ohio State looked good.
I haven't seen any
results. Ohio State
from
beat
that.
Iowa State 29-10.
Did they really?
At that duel. So
we got Ohio State this year, don't we, on
yep,
the schedule?
On the 25th.
Oh, yeah, that's just what you said. Yeah, so that'll be a big duel and a big night. That'll be a big day. Did you say that's a Saturday?
That's Saturday.
And Iowa doesn't wrestle very often on Saturdays either. So what a great day to have the plunge. Good job, Chad Beatty, setting that up for that night.
Either that match or the Okie State match at the end of the year is going to be the marquee
matches,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think they both will be. It's nice that in the kind of the middle of January or towards the end of January there, you have the Ohio State match. It gives the home fans something to get excited about. Plus, it's the Arctic Plunge that day, that evening. And then is Okie State our last meet
yep.
on the calendar? That's perfect. You know, kind of the end, the bookending of the season at home, a great big one right before the postseason. So that's good for the schedule, bringing David Taylor and the Okie State Cowboys in to Carver Hawkeye Arena to close out the season, hopefully on a good note. So I think Okie State, are they up to third right now, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, David Taylor is doing a really good job there coaching and bringing in guys from the portal. So he only brought it. He brought in Hamity from Wisconsin and also Hendrickson at heavyweight from Navy.
Yeah, I think it was Navy.
Navy, yeah.
I will say, if you haven't seen, I know you said you didn't watch much of the collegiate duels. If you have time, you should watch the O'Toole Levi Haynes.
I heard about
that.
I did.
It was a little controversial there.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I did see some stuff on Flow about that, and I saw the scramble at the end was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So.
Could have gone either way too. I think whatever had gotten called would have stood.
I guess
is the best
way I
can put
it. From what I saw, that it was never a secure thing for Levi Haynes. It was never secure. If it was secure, he would have stayed on top for a little bit longer of a period of time and basically held Tool there with the legs in until he got out, and he could not do that. So I don't think there was complete control there. But that's just my opinion. Like you said, though, it was just a great scramble. And if you went either way, I'm just glad that it didn't come down. That wasn't like the national finals type of thing.
Right.
You know, and that's what it's ended on, where a kind of a controversial call there. And then if you seen, too, they got up and even Levi was laughing and smiling and stuff. And they're just promoting great wrestling, too.
They're gonna wrestle again in March anyway.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
They're
two phenomenal wrestlers. Two just unbelievably great wrestlers.
And it's good to see them wrestle.
Yeah. It really is. That's what's awesome. Even better about it is actually putting them on the mat and letting them wrestle, and that is exactly why.
And we need that.
We do need that. We need a lot more of that.
Need more.
So, that's why I hope Gable Stevens shows up now this weekend, and him and Keeter can go at it, and Keeter can really kind of test and see where he stands.
That would be good. All right, man. Thank you, sir. Thursday
at 3:10.
Correct.
With Spencer Lee Info.
With Spencer Lee Info.
I'm on it.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year to you guys, too. Be safe. Have fun out there, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. All right. Mark Ironside. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll have the pick six for you. Chance to win a $30 gift card. First, though, need to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Speaking of Emil's, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. And what we got today?
In bowl action today, day after Toledo and Pittsburgh won six overtimes last night, Navy defeated Oklahoma by a point in the Armed Forces Bowl. Oklahoma tied the game with 6 seconds left and went for two and failed. Right now in the Birmingham Bowl, Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt tied 7-7. In Iowa football news, Caden Wiesian, the dynamic return specialist for the Iowa Hawkeyes, told reporters in Nashville today he is 98% sure he will be returning to the Iowa football program next season. Continuing in college football, former Purdue head coach Ryan Walters appears to be in agreement to become the next defensive coordinator at Washington. And Iowa basketball news, Fran McCaffrey, head coach of the Hawkeyes, in a Zoom call today with reporters, said Sadu Traore is 100% healthy and available for Monday's game against New Hampshire. Finally, Scottie Scheffler, the world's number one ranked player, will be out 3 to 4 weeks. He didn't miss a cut last year, and he didn't miss a cut on Christmas Day either, as he suffered injuries to the palm of his right hand from a broken glass trying to prepare Christmas dinner. The wound required surgery. He'll be out 3 to 4 weeks. He is withdrawn from the season opening Century Tournament next week.
Probably the only one he's going to miss, we hope. A little background there. He doesn't usually go to the Sony and does not usually go to the American Express in the desert either. So
He didn't win until March last year, so we're good picking him number one this year.
We may have dodged a bullet right there, but come on. I know you're helping out, but don't break glass and then try to pick. Come on, Scotty. Come on. Cameron says, Isaac Cameron says that he came from Air Force.
Yeah, it's hard to remember with a lot
of guys.
One of
the service academies.
Yeah, especially with those. When someone transfers, I kind of forget where they came from unless they're from Iowa. It just completely escapes my brain.
It says, have Mark bring Spencer Lee with him next week. We got to get Mark here. I'm not going to worry about Spencer Lee and Mark yet. We've had Spencer on a couple times, so that has happened. All right. The overtimes, Mark. Do you like the 2-point after the first two overtimes, going only with the 2-point play, to me, it's kind of anticlimactic. I wish there was a little bit better way to do it.
I've gotten used to it. I don't necessarily like it. You ask teams to play 16 games if you're deep into the season, and if you're worried about extending an overtime, I think that's not a great thought, but it's entertaining. There's no question about it. I mean, 2 days before that, South Florida and San Jose State went 5 overtimes. So there's been some excitement in the bowl season if you pay attention to such things.
They've been good bowl games, really good bowl games. And this one,
K-State and
Rutgers
played a dandy yesterday, too.
Sure did. Kansas State coming back to beat Rutgers. Vanderbilt is on the doorstep here with 2 minutes to go in the first half. They've got a 4th and 1 at the Georgia Tech, looks like 3 or 4 yard line. All right. We'll take a break, come back. We'll get the panel together for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, a chance for one of our listeners to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. That when we return here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here at 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Light rain showers will continue to move their way through the area during the overnight hours with some patchy fog as well. Temperatures will drop back to around 40 degrees. On Saturday, we'll see mostly to partly cloudy skies during the day. Temperatures will continue to remain mild with highs into the middle and upper 40s. Some clouds begin to move their way back on in for Saturday night. We'll see the development of some patchy fog as well. Temperatures will drop back into the middle 30s. On Sunday, we'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. Our next system arrives on Monday. And that was a check of your weather first forecast. I'm meteorologist Kason.
Did your IT provider break up with you? Or did they raise your managed services rate sky high? I'm sorry to hear that. This is Patty with Network Computer Solutions. At NCS, small businesses are just as important as bigger ones and deserve the same exceptional IT services. Give us a call at 319-247-7223. We'll talk over what you need and how we can help. NCS would be honored to welcome you into our circle. Call today.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star, and they wish you all a happy new year and hope everything is just terrific in 2025. And they know life is busy. Whether you're craving fresh hot coffee, a tasty bakery treat, or a quick grab-and-go meal or a snack between stopping at point A and point B, Quick Star is your go-to for variety, quality, and fast service. We know you value convenience and a good experience, which is why our team is all all about making your day easier and better at Quickstar. And they got some great savings going on right now, which include Kitchen Cravings boneless pork loin chops, 5 ounces, 99 cents each, limit 5. Kitchen Cravings summer sausage, 12 ounce, 2 for $7.50 or $4.29 each, and Quickery white bread, 99 cents for the 1 pound loaf, limit 2. Again, Quickstar wishes everyone out there a very happy and safe new year and a great 2025.
Your old golf clubs give new hope to veterans. The GIVE Foundation uses golf as a free rehabilitation treatment for combat injured veterans. You make it happen when you donate your old clubs. Right now, the GIVE Foundation is accepting donations at Billion of Iowa City. Drop your old clubs off by January 4th and receive a $100 gift certificate for Billion Service Department. It doesn't matter what condition they're in. Make a meaningful impact with your old golf clubs. Donate them to the GIVE Foundation at Billion of Iowa City through January 4th.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by Randy's Flooring, Cedar Rapids Opera, Surgery Center Cedar Rapids, Orchestra Iowa, and 1600 ESPN.
Harry Douglas here. Say goodbye to bulky, clunky shavers that clutter your bathroom. Not only do you get an incredible shave, Panasonic's Palm Razor has a sleek, elegant design that adds a touch of sophistication to your bathroom. It also conveniently charges with a USB cord. Visit shop.panasonic.com/sports to shop for the Palm Razor. Use promo code HARRY for 10% off exclusively for ESPN Radio listeners. That's shop.panasonic.com/sports, promo code HARRY.
70,000 people are here, and Bob Dylan is the reason for it.
Inspired by the true story.
For anyone who's going to hold your attention on a stage, it's kind of be a freak.
Are you a freak?
Hope so.
And starring Timothée Chalamet as Bob Dylan. He defied everyone.
Turn it down!
Play loud!
To change everything.
Make some noise, BD.
Timothée Chalamet, Edward Norton, Elle Fanning, Monica Barbaro. A complete unknown. Now playing only in theaters. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Time now for the Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health Coverage Report. When you enroll in a Wellmark individual or family health plan, you get an HMO network that includes over 32,000 providers. Plus, you get support from a company that's been serving Iowans for 85 years. Now, those are some impressive numbers, and that's health coverage you can feel confident in. Find the right plan for you at wellmark.com/covered. Enrollment ends January 15th.
Back with you at 3:47 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here at 1600 ESPN. Liberty Bowl and the Las Vegas Bowl coming up tonight at 5:30 for you. Tomorrow at 12:30, it's the pregame show for the Pop-Tarts Bowl. It's Iowa State and the Miami Hurricanes. Monday afternoon, Iowa from ESPN. It'll be at, 1 o'clock. Iowa and the Missouri Tigers, the ESPN national broadcast. That'll be coming up on Monday. All right, time for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. Open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday, and a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's if you are the correct caller and hit your wagon up to the correct prognosticator. It is that simple here. And we thank Dave for joining us here, and Happy New Year to you. Hope you had a good Christmas, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Mark, I'll throw it to you, and we'll get things started here.
Sounds good. Kind of a different picks this week. We're going to pick the Iowa and Iowa State bowl games, the Pop-Tarts and the Music City Bowl, plus the college football playoff quarterfinals. The last ones being on Wednesday. We won't know the results till Wednesday night, of course, but we don't have a show till Thursday anyway, so that works out well. Going to start off with the first quarterfinal, and I won last week. I know that surprises a lot of folks, but I did win. I will start off Tuesday. It's the Fiesta Bowl. Penn State favored by 10.5 against Boise State. And I'm going to pick Penn State here. I think Of course, Junty is the headliner for Boise State. Boise does not have a very good pass defense. I think Drew Aller might have a day. Penn State's actually got two quality running backs and an excellent defense. So I'll ride with Penn State and give the points, Dave.
This is a huge step up in class for Ashton Jeanty and Boise State. The Heisman Trophy runner-up found a second gear late in the season with more than two 200-yard games against Oregon State and UNLV. We know Penn State's run defense is good. They're ranked 12th in the nation, allowing just over 3 yards a carry. The strength of schedule is also a concern for the Broncos. According to Jeff Sagrin, they have played the 86th ranked schedule in the nation. Boise State on defense allowed 5.6 yards per play. They now face a bigger, stronger, more physical Penn State. I think the Lions dominate this game on the line of scrimmage and win and cover this game.
Spencer, not with us today. He has submitted his picks to me. He also picks Penn State, Scott.
Well, I got to go Boise. Last time they were in the Fiesta Bowl, they had every trick play known to mankind and had a wedding proposal. I'll take 10.5 points and make it interesting and take Boise State.
Okay. Remember, folks, Scott has won 9 weeks this season, so keep that in mind. Game two, Dave, you will lead off. It is Wednesday, New Year's Day, in the Peach Bowl. Texas favored by 13.5 points against Arizona State.
This will be Arizona State's second game without leading receiver Jordan Tyson, who leads their team in receptions and touchdowns. Without Tyson in the lineup, the Wildcats will be heavily reliant on running back Cam Scatabo. He has rushed for more than 2,000 yards on 300 carries this season, but faces a Texas defense, which is among the best in the country. The Sun Devils will also need to contend with a Texas running game that is one of the best in the nation. This matchup doesn't look good for Arizona State. Texas will stack the box, and it will mean their freshman quarterback will need to make plays with his arm. Give me Texas to win and cover.
Spencer also riding with the Longhorns. Scott.
I can't do it for two in a row. I just can't. Scatabu is terrific. He was terrific against Iowa State. But Texas is just, I think heads and shoulders above this. So I'm going to go with Texas and force you, Mark, to go out on an island or just make it a clean sweep.
No, and I will. I'll go on an island with Arizona State. I think it's a lot of points in a game like this, and Arizona State has had time to prepare for this game. I don't think Arizona State's going to win, but I'll take the points and take a chance.
All right.
Also Wednesday, New Year's Day, the Rose Bowl. A dandy with Ohio State and Oregon and a rematch. Ohio State favored by 2.5 points. Spencer leading off, and he's riding with Oregon. Scott.
Very seldom, if there is a rematch, it is won and swept by the same team. Oregon won the first one, but if you recall, Ohio State in that back-and-forth game was moving before Will Howard had a brain cramp at the end of that one up in Eugene. Ohio State, if they come out with the same vim and vigor that they did against Tennessee, they're going to win this game, and I think they're going to. I'm going to take Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm trying to last week was so impressive for Ohio State. I'm trying to think, are the Buckeyes really going to play that well again? And I think they will. I think this is a highly motivated Ohio State team after losing to Michigan and had lost to Oregon early in the season. I think Ohio State's going to get the Ducks this time. Give me Ohio State. Dave.
not much has separated these teams since when they last met in the regular season. Ohio State lost by 1 point, but had a chance to take the lead in the closing seconds. Both teams were very successful on offense in the first meeting, and I think that will happen again at the Rose Bowl. The weather forecast sets up nicely for a high-scoring event. Oregon averaged better than 70 yards per play in the first game, which comes into this game as the best defensive team in the country. The Buckeyes averaged just under 70 yards per play in that game. Oregon has had a tremendous season, but their deficiencies on defense may be the difference. The Buckeyes are a very solid team that was downgraded due to one bad game against Michigan. Ohio State is probably the best defense in the country with a quarterback of one of the best offenses. Give me the Buckeyes to win and cover also.
Islands everywhere.
All right, we're 3-for-3 on island games. Let's go for 4. Also New Year's Day, the Sugar Bowl. It is going to be Georgia favored by 1.5 against Notre Dame, and Scott is up.
Georgia without their starting quarterback in this one, but you take a look at the entire roster and playing at home. Ruff, 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 ruff. Give me the dogs in this one. I'm going to take Georgia.
I'm going to take Notre Dame in this game, and I was very impressed with his performance against Indiana. I think it's been undervalued in these playoffs. That Northern Illinois game was a long, long time ago. The Irish didn't play a great schedule, but I like Notre Dame in this spot. Dave.
Georgia has allowed 3.8 yards per carry and less than 130 yards rushing per game this season. Notre Dame wants to establish the run. The Irish average more than 35 rushing attempts per game in more than 55% of their plays. If Notre Dame cannot run the ball, it will take away the biggest part of their game plan and will expose Riley Leonard as a passer. The Irish are extremely thin up front on the defensive line. Riley Mills, their outstanding defensive tackle, is out for the rest of the season due to an injury he suffered in the win over Indiana. Both teams will want to run the ball. That will keep the clock running with two good defenses. This game looks like a slobber knocker, knockdown fight. Give me Georgia to win and cover.
Okay, 4-for-4 on island games. It's going to be an interesting week, gentlemen.
What did Spencer take?
Spencer took Georgia. That's okay. Why it's an island game, yep. Game 5, tomorrow, the Pop-Tarts Bowl. We're not going to talk about Pop-Tarts. We're going to talk about the game. I am up first. Miami favored by 3.5 over Iowa State. I said when this matchup was made, it's a bad spot for Iowa State. I continue to believe that. I'll take Miami and give the points. Dave.
We're doing Iowa State?
Yep.
Okay.
I picked Miami.
You threw me off. Okay. Looking at recent history of this game, the favorites have swept the last 8 Pop-Tart bowl games while going 7-1 against the spread. On top of that, since the end of the 2005 bowl season, Big 12 teams are a brutal 17-35 straight up and 20-32 against the spread as an underdog of 9 or less points. Got to take Miami to win and cover.
Spencer also takes Miami. Scott?
Iowa State! Oh. Game 6.
All right. 5-for-5 on island games, and it's game 6 and the tiebreaker. Monday's game, the Music City Bowl, Missouri favored by 3.5 over Iowa. The tiebreaker, we go back to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Total combined passing yards for Cam Ward and Rocco Beck in that particular game. So, first of all, Dave, you are up with the Music City pick and then the tiebreaker.
Missouri underachieved this year. Iowa played better than expected offensively. Missouri will have a big talent edge at quarterback with Brady Cook. The coaching edge in the bowls favors Iowa. There's a huge underdog trend in Missouri bowl games. If the Hawkeyes have an edge, it will be on the defensive side of the ball. This looks like a low-scoring, close game. Give me Iowa and the points to win and cover. And for points, 517 or yardage for the two quarterbacks.
All right.
Okay. Spencer's going to take Iowa as well. He's lowballing everybody, 330, he says.
Ooh. All right.
Total. I confirmed that with him, but Scott.
I'm going to go I'm going to take Iowa in those 3.5 points, and I'm going to go with 490.
I'm going to make it a clean sweep. I think Iowa's going to win this game, and I'm going to go 525 for combined passing yards.
525. Okay, there you go. We've got the picks locked in. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we need contestants right now. If you have not been a contestant over the last 4 weeks, you are eligible. Call in at 319-366-1600. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if your picker has the best week, you will get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. And Dave, happy new year to you, and best of luck.
Same to all of you, and a healthy and happy one.
There you go. Thank you. Mark, we will be back with everyone on Thursday. Looking forward to that. We will have Iowa State and Miami tomorrow at 12:30. We'll have the Iowa broadcast from ESPN on Monday afternoon beginning at 1 o'clock with a 1:30 kickoff. And hopefully good, safe travels, and I will be back with you on Thursday.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here in Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Going to get you to ESPN programming coming up next. And we got the Liberty Bowl starting at 5:30 today.
From 1600.
Go-to for quality and fast service. From clean restrooms to fresh groceries, easy meal options, and guaranteed fuel, we make your day easier. Plus, enjoy perks like free ATMs, free air for your tires, and sweet rewards with the Quick Rewards program. Everything you need in one stop, and always a friendly see you next time. Quick Star, where your day gets easier and better.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.